Lavinia and Jules with your 10 a.m. headlines. In local news, a plan for a food outlet in New Farm has fallen through, as the spot is now reserved for more office buildings, apartments and underground parking. Construction for the food outlet began in 2023 at 19 Annie Street, right across from local bar The Junk Bar and the cinemas. However, the plan was abandoned shortly after construction began, and the spot was sold, with a new owner promising to rectify its existing condition as a construction site blight on New Farm's landscape. New Farm is one of Brisbane's priciest suburbs, with each investor acquisition marking another point in its $1 million raise in median housing value since 2020.
Yesterday, three-time Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was awarded with a Companion of the Order of Australia, or the AC, by the Governor-General for her significant service and long-standing contributions to the people of Queensland. The AC is awarded to individuals who have demonstrated eminent achievement and merit of the highest degree in service to Australia or humanity at large. Ms. Palaszczuk served as Queensland's 39th Premier from 2015 to 2023, becoming one of the state's longest-serving leaders. Her tenure was marked by major economic, social, and infrastructure reforms, as well as her leadership through the COVID-19 pandemic. In accepting the honour, Ms. Palaszczuk said the recognition was deeply meaningful. Quote, "Serving the people of Queensland has been the privilege of my life. This honour reflects the dedication of countless public servants, frontline workers, and community leaders who stood with me through every challenge and every achievement." End quote.
In national news, the death of 44-year-old mother of five, Kumanje Dempsey, in the Northern Territory's Tennant Creek Watch House last month has left a massive hole in her family as they continue to search for answers. Northern Territory's police said Kumanje Dempsey suffered a, quote, "medical episode," end quote, and collapsed in her cell on December 27th, 2025, almost 2 days after she was arrested. North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency Chief Executive Ben Grimes said the death was a predictable tragedy that could have been prevented if the Tennant Creek Watch House had employed a nurse. Kumanje Dempsey's niece, Jessica Age, asks, quote, "if she had a health assessment, would the outcome be different today?" end quote. And she also asked, quote, "are the police equipped with the right training models to act on appropriate assessments before they even consider taking people into custody when they appear vulnerable?" end quote.
Furthermore, despite a recent study published by Nature Communications projecting that coral cover across the Great Barrier Reef would decline on average by more than 50% over the next 15 years, the Reef Restoration and Adaptation Program, alongside Indigenous Australians and local divers, have made great progress in saving our reef. During what some call the world's largest sexual event last December, eggs and sperm belonging to the natural coral of the open ocean were collected and have since been bred in tanks on land through a similar process as IVF. These have produced strong results and highlighted how community can come together to support our marine biodiversity. Waters of Divers for Climate, who have been key to proponents to the cause, had the following to say. Quote, "all of those scientists, all of those tourism operators are genuinely doing everything they can. It would be great for the Australian government to go, well, this is what we can do for reefs too, pick up their game on climate and show that we're actually in it together." Unquote.
In international news, the European Commission has launched an investigation into Elon Musk's X over the production of sexually explicit images and the spreading of possible child sexual abuse material by the platform's AI chatbot, Grok. The formal inquiry launched on Monday also extends an investigation into X's recommender systems, algorithms that help users discover new content. Grok has sparked international outrage by allowing users to digitally strip women and children and put them into provocative poses. Grok AI generated about 3 million sexualized images in less than 2 weeks, including 23,000 that appear to depict children, according to researchers at the Center for Countering Digital Hate. The investigation will probe whether X has complied with its obligations under European law, including the duty to diligently assess and mitigate systemic risks, the Commission, which acts as the EU's digital watchdog, wrote in a statement. For your weather today, Brisbane isn't cold and it isn't getting colder. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31, but it currently feels north of 32. For the river, the minor low tides arrive by 11 a.m. with a minor high by 4 p.m. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach nearly 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news today. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Don't call me after 12, that's when I'm laying in bed home with a wife. I don't want that. Bother. No, in the morning order.
Is she punk?
Yeah, I got to give some love. Understand?